Now with days on with days, Chassidim Harishonim, or Yeshoim Shoah Achas. Chassidim Harishonim would wait an hour before davening in preparation, and they would daven for an hour, and then they would wait an hour afterwards. Minani Mile, where do you know that you have to wait before davening to prepare? Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar Kroa Ashra Yoshve Beisecho. Right, the people who sit and wait. See if it means Ramam is sitting or just waiting and preparing. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Hamispal Tzorech Lisho Shoa Achas Achar Tzilaso. Person davens has to wait another hour after he davens. Shenemar Ach Tzadikim Yodu L'Shimcha Yeshvu Yisharim Espanecho. Right, after Yodu L'Shimcha, there's another Yeshvu. Tanya Nami Hachi, Hamispal Sorashish, Shoachas Kodim Tfiloso, Shoachas Achar Tfiloso. Kodim Tfiloso Menayim, Shinemra Asher Yoshve Secha. La Achar Tfiloso Menayim, Dixiv Ach Tzadik im Yodu Lashimcha, Yeshu Yeshorim Espanecha. Tonga Rabbonin, Hasidim Harishonim, Hayushoin Shoachas, Mispalim, Umispalim Shoachas, the Chosen Vishoin Shoachas. So they would by each davening, the Shmona Esri would take them basically an hour. Right? So they would be Shoah Achas before the Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei is an hour, and they would wait another hour after Shmona Esrei. It's 3 hours for every tefillah. The Chimeachas is showing Teisha Shoals B'yom, so it comes out 9 hours a day, they would be Osik and Davini. Toros and Heach Mishtamiris, and Malacht and Heach Nasis. When did they learn and when they work? Now, when Mitosha Chassidim Heim, since they were Chassidim and they put so much into their tefillah, their Torah was protected. Right? The little time they had, they were able to accomplish a lot more. And Marshal seems to say more that they didn't have time to chazer. They had time to learn. They didn't have time to chazer it. So Torah and Mishtameres, the Rebbeinu gave them Siyata Dishmai, they didn't forget it. And the little time they had to work produced good results. Yoshve v'secho v'hodr yehalalucha. So that's before davening. Yodu l'shimcha v'hodr yeshvu yisharim espanecha. This is after davening. First is yodu l'shimcha, then yeshvu. Teisha shos l'sholosh tfilos. Toras v'mishtameres b'soch libam she'en talmud v'mishtakach. That's what Rashi says. The Marsha explains again that they didn't forget. They didn't have time to chazer, but they didn't forget it. Okay, let's see what's here. What's the purpose of this Shehiya? So first of all, it says that, what's it called? That that's only helps for Hasidim who can be mistapik b'muad. So their malach will be nisbarech, and their Torah, they learn plenty of Torah, and they just won't have to forget it. But normal people, l'maisa, have to work and are not mistapik b'muad, and people who, what's it called, haven't learned a lot and have to learn. It's not just a question of forgetting. They didn't know there was anything to forget. So they have to learn. So they can't do like Hasidim Harishonim. And they only show a little bit before davening and a little afterwards. The Rabbeinu Yonason and the Mukhe Yosef say that the purpose of this Shehiyah, what did they do in that hour before, was to forget all of the things that they were thinking about the whole day. So they should be able to mechaven. The Rambam Shulchan Aruch also say that's the purpose. To get kavana. Take away all the extraneous thoughts and to be able to mechaven on the tefillah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says a different idea, which the Nefesh HaChaim speaks about a lot, that they wanted to prepare themselves not so much to have kavanah for the tefillah, but to be able to get rid of all the tanuge olam hazeh, to become totally spiritual people. When you daven, you have to mamash feel like you're not in this world. So they had to get all of the ideas of this world out of their head. Not that it would prevent them having kavanah and tefillah. But you need something, a positive idea of separating yourself from all the material things in this world and becoming a ruchniistic person. That took them an hour. And the purpose of acharat tefillah, what did they accomplish after the tefillah? That's in order that the tefillah shouldn't look like it's a burden. So they sat around for an hour afterwards, showing that it wasn't a burden. They weren't rushing out. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's clear from the Gemara that Shoah Achas, even though there are many places in Shas where Shoah Achas doesn't mean an hour, It means an amount of time that's not just a very short amount of time, but a hush of amount of time, but not mamish an hour. Right? For instance, says a woman should be osik in preparing for the mikvah for an hour. Right? Most poskim hold doesn't mean an hour. She has to watch on her watch. It's an hour. It means not shouldn't rush. It should be a considerable amount of time. But here, an hour means an hour, because otherwise the Gemara's kasha is no kasha. Right, Masha, they have 9 hours, that's a kasha. But if an hour didn't mean an hour, it meant 15 minutes, 20 minutes, right? Then the chora, the kasha, was no kasha. Mechaber taka brings down, even though the Ritva, the Rambam say, like I told you before, that for Stam people, there's no inyan dafka an hour before, an hour after. That was a halacha for Hasidim who could do that. And other people, just a little bit of time before and a little after. The Machaber Taka says Shoa Achas, and however the Magen Avraham says he means for Hasidim, but for regular people nobody holds that you have to mamish be Shoa an hour. However, the Prima Gadim says that the Shehiya includes everything you say before Shemoneh Esrei. The Shehiya is not including the rest of davening. Otherwise, Shachris would be surely longer than Mincha and Mar. But it means just Shemoneh Esrei. So anything you do before Shemoneh Esrei is called Shehiya. So if you spend an amount of time on Pesukei Dezimra and on Birchus Kriya Shema, right, and in addition to that, you have a little bit of time before you come to Shul, all of that can add up to an hour. The only thing is, I don't know how it adds to what after Shemoneh Esrei doesn't add to an hour, but if all the things after Shemoneh Esrei also count in towards the hour. The Rambam is mashma that when it says, show him, and they learn it from Pasuk Asher Yoshvei, says, you have mamish have to sit down. And the Dibrei Chamudo says, because sitting down is gorim liyishuv adas. So it doesn't mean they weren't walking around, they weren't preparing in any other way than sitting. You had to sit. And the Eliyarav also says, means mamish to sit down. Sit down for an hour before, right, not just to sit, but sitting is also part of the thing. And the Bach says that over here it doesn't mean sitting the position, it means to wait, right, to tarry. That's yeshiva. And there's no inyan dafka to sit. You could walk around. You could, what's it called, stand up. And the ikar is the preparation, not what position you're in. Okay. Let's go on. Afilu hamelech shol b'shlomo lo yishivenu. Omer of Yosef lo shomer el malch Yisrael. That's only if a Jewish king comes and greets you. Because he'll understand that you're davening and he's not going to take it out to take revenge on you. But if a Goyish king comes and says hello to you, and you know if you don't answer him, right, you could be killed, so then you do stop. Right, if you davening and you see a strong person who could tack a harm you coming your way, or you see that a truck is coming at you. So you shouldn't be mafsik, you should be makatzer, well, we'll see three or four different meanings what makatzer va'ola means. You should quickly finish monesri, but you shouldn't be mafsik. Lo kasha, hada efshe lakatzer, right? When it's possible to, what's it called, to the hada lo efshe lakatzer, right? So when it's possible to finish quickly, then it's better to finish. Even though you're doing it quickly, on the other hand, if you can't, even if you go as quick as you can, you're not going to finish, then you can be matzah. Yitam Rabbanim, Maisa b'chosid echad, shoy mispal b'derech, bo sar echad, v'nosan lo shalom, v'lo hefzir lo shalom. There was a chosid who was davening on the way, and a goyish officer came, and he gave him, she said to him, shalom. And he didn't answer because he was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Him tinlo at shesiyim tulos. So the Tsar stood there waiting until the guy finished his Shemoneh Esrei. La'achar shesiyim tulos. So Omer lo reika. He said, you empty person. V'halo kosu b'soraschem raki shomer lecho shmor nafshecho. Says in your Torah that you should guard your life very much. Uksiv v'nishmartim yol nafshecho. It also says you should be very careful. Another pasuk. Of the guarding your health. Kishenasati l'cha shalom, lom lo echzarti li shalom. Right, I said hello to you, why don't you answer? I would have cut off your head, right? Who would have had any tainus on me, right? There's no way to treat an important sar. So give me a chance to defend myself, to appease you. Right? If you would be standing in front of an earthly king, and somebody came and gave you a said hello to you, would you answer him? And if you would have answered him, right, you're standing in front of the king, and you have the chutzpah to go start talking to somebody else, what would they do to you? If they cut off my head. The Tsar accepted his explanation, right? If you would be standing in front of an earthly king, you wouldn't stop, right, and speak to somebody else. So me standing before the Rabbanu Shalom in Tefillah, how can I stop and give you Shalom? Rashi. Avol Amalchei Akum Posek Shelo Yahargenu. There is a Sakonis Nefasha. Ha the Efsher Bekitzer Kagon Shesomach Ligmar Tefilaso. You're close to the end, so you can hurry up and finish. Okay, so let's see what's here. First of all, what's it called? The Ra'ah and the Ritva say, from here we learn that even for a Sofik Sakana, you're allowed to be Matzik Shmona Esrei, but the Magen Avraham adds that that's only where it's Sakonis Nefashas. If it's Sakonis Mamon, Hetzid Mamon, right? Somebody comes to Milish Shmona Esrei and he wants you to sell your stocks, otherwise you're going to lose a tremendous amount of money. You can't be Matzik in the Milish Shmona Esrei even to save a tremendous amount of money. When the halacha is that you have to be makatzer, what does that mean to be makatzer? From Rashi is mashma that since if you're close to the end of Shmona Esrei, then you could be makatzer. That means you should rush, right? So you'll rush and finish. Okay, you're not changing anything. Otherwise, it doesn't make a difference if you're the other of it. The end of Shmona Esrei is less you can change than if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So from Rashi is mashma, the idea is quickly finishing. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that you say the beginning and end of every bracha, you skip the middle. That's called makatzer. The Rabbeinu Yonason says that all you say is the end of every bracha. You just say all the brachas, the end of the bracha. And that's called quickly finishing. And makatzer. And the Ra'ah says, say havineinu. Say the first three brachas, last three brachas, and just a sentence that alludes to the brachas in the middle. I guess whatever is shayach to do, called being makatzer, that's what you do, if you can be makatzer. The Ritva and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh all bring down that if you have a choice of being matzik or walking away so you won't be in the problem, right? You can be matzik your Shmona Esrei if a car is coming, you can walk out of the way. Or if the Melech is coming and you can get out of his sight so he won't bother you, then it's better to walk away than to be matzik b'dibur. Okay? Walking during Shmona Esrei is not really called a hefsik. We don't do it unless it's necessary. But if it's necessary, it's much less of a hefsik than talking. They also speak over here, what did this chassid think? Why was he, put himself in a makom sakana? The nice person's not so mechanism, he's not allowed to put himself in a makom sakana. Why didn't he answer the melech? Halach is you're allowed to answer, why didn't he? So the tzlach says, since he saw that this sar said hello to him, gave him shalom, he realized he must be a menschel chagai, right? I have another reason why. And the mice, he saw the guy standing there waiting. You know, if he really wanted to do him evil, he would have cut off his head right away. The fact that he was waiting for him to finish Shmona Esrei, so if he would have seen that the guy is taking out his sword, maybe he would have said hello. But see, he saw he was waiting. He saw the guy's a menschel chagai. He's not ready. He's not going to kill me on the spot. So I'm not going to be matzik. Others say that the chassid wanted to be moser nefesh. Halacha is even for things that you're not chayav to be moser nefesh, right? But if you make a kiddush Hashem, or if you avoid a chilul Hashem, and the Einayim L'Mishpat says that being matzik in the middle of Shmona Esrei is a chilul Hashem. So therefore, what's it called? Where it's a sakana, so the truth is people see that you're not doing it because you don't care about the Rabbanu Shalom, it's not a chilul Hashem. But Lamaisa, it's to a certain degree, it's a Chilul Hashem. And for a Chilul Hashem, you're allowed to be Moser Nefesh, either to make a Kiddush Hashem or to avoid a Chilul Hashem. However, that could be only where there's other people around to what's it called to see. Otherwise, not a Chilul Hashem. And also, you could be Moser Nefesh sometimes for the sake of a mitzvah, right? To be machmir in a mitzvah, some hold you could be Moser Nefesh. So some say that was the Bina Le'itim says, that was what the Tsar told him. He said, Monefshach. He said, Lamaisa, if the reason, it's a verse he brought up a pasuk, Raki Shomer Lecho Shmor Nafshach Ma'od, right? And the Yochid, right? You're all alone, and you want to be Machmer, what's it called, because you want to be Moser Nefesh for a mitzvah, right? Maybe. But Lamaisa, if I would kill you, who's around to see it, that you make some kind of Kiddush Hashem? That was the second pasuk, and Ishmartim, the older Nafshach Sefer. The others say that what he told them is like this. When it comes to Goyim, you have to be afraid of two things. One is that maybe he's going to kill you because he doesn't like you. And even if he doesn't have a reason why you're no good, maybe he doesn't like Jews in general. So if he has no taina on you, v'nishmartim mi'od l'nafsho seichem in the plural. So he said, you doubly had to worry about me. You don't know, maybe I'll take revenge on you for the personal thing, and even if it wouldn't be enough to take it on the personal thing, maybe I hate Jews and I don't need a reason to have a personal vendetta against you. In any case, the Marsha seems to say that these psukim taka don't apply to guarding your health. So only that's the way the Tsar learned them. But the truth is that in Chazal, the Chazal never learned from these psukim that it has anything to do with guarding your health. It has to do with forgetting Torah. It has to do with what's it called with ruchniyistika things. You shouldn't forget the Rabbanu. You shouldn't go after Avodah Zarah. But in Chazal, except here, here it's not that Chazal said it. The Tsar said it. So it could be that there is no makor that these psukim have to do with watching your health. Okay. Afilu nachash karuv ala kavo lo yatsi. Omer of sheishes lo shonu elu nachash. That's only a nachash. Aval akrov posek. But if it's an akrov, a scorpion, then you can stop shmoneh esrei because that's a sakonis nefashos. Right, Rashi. Aval akrov posek v'notlo, and then you can stop davening and go and catch the akrov or kill it, so it won't bother you. Lefisha akrov mesukin. Or muchan lakots yoser me shenochash muchan lishoch. Right, an akrav attacks more than a snake attacks. So we're talking over here even about a poisonous snake. But snakes usually don't attack. Al piro, they won't attack you if you don't bother them. But scorpions attack you even if you don't bother them. Okay. Weiter. Meisve. So the Gemara says, is that really true? That a nachash is not considered what's it called, sakonis nefashos, that they don't attack if you don't attack? It says, nafal legov harayis, if a person fell into a lion's den, ein ma'idin alav shemes. So if somebody saw a person fall into a lion's den and didn't see what happened after that. Now the shaila is he alive or dead? Can you go and testify that he's dead so his wife can get remarried? So just knowing that the guy fell into a lion's den doesn't mean he's dead, because sometimes the lions aren't hungry. Nafal lechafira maleach nechashim viakrovim, and Rashi says nechashim o akrovim, right? He fell into a hole where there were either snakes or scorpions, then, and poisonous ones, me'idin olav shemes. Then you can give testimony that the guy is definitely dead. There's no shaila. If a guy falls on snakes and scorpions, right, or scorpions, he's dead. So the chari, you see the snakes also are definitely attack, right? We're saying here the snakes, why do we say like the lions? Lions don't always attack, and therefore, what's it called, we can't say for sure the person's dead. Snakes also don't always attack, just like we're saying here. Scorpions attack, but not snakes. Or it says, Shani Hossam, the Agav Itzitza Maski. Snakes don't attack you if you leave them alone, but if you fall on them, they don't take too kindly to that, and then they attack. They take that as an attack if you fall on them. They don't know you fell, right? They think you're attacking them. Okay, Rumer of Yitzchok the Rashi here. Ein mi'idin alav lo marsh le'ishto meis ba'alecha ba'aleich v'hatira li'nasei tamim shein ha'arayis re'evin. They know for no so. Sometimes lions aren't hungry, they just ate. So they, what's it called? Memela can't be sure that if you fall into a lion's den, that the person was killed. Nechashim v'akravim, ozeh, ozeh. Nechashim v'akravim doesn't mean snakes and scorpions, it means snakes or scorpions. Me'idin alav shemeth, you can give a this that the guy's dead. Alma mu'ad hanochash lishach. So how do you see that snakes do attack? Agav itzisa, kishenofal aleyam v'dochkon heziku. When you fall on them, right, then they take that as a first attack, and they attack back. Okay, Tosus here brings down a Yerushalmi, that's only where the snake doesn't look like it's ready to attack you. If the snake is minding its own business, you don't have to assume it's going to attack you, right, and therefore you can't stop Shimon Esrei. But if the snake looks like it's ready to gear to attack, then you could be matzik. Okay. Tosus also brings down that if you are matzik, right, you don't have to go back and start Shimon Esrei again, right? You only go back to the beginning of the bracha that you were on. And in the first three brachas, and the last three brachas, the beginning of the bracha is the beginning of the first bracha, because they're considered one unit. Okay. Okay. The Ritva says, what's it called, that it's talking about even a poisonous snake, but we can assume that most of the time the snake doesn't attack first. So therefore you can't be matzik, because it's not real sakonis nefashas. The Rashash says, l'chora we have a klal, ain holchim nefashas achra rov. You have to always be choshish even for the mute, right? So why over here aren't you matzik, right? Because rove times the snake won't attack. Rashash says that's not a klal muchlet. There are many exceptions to that rule, where we do go after the rove when it comes to sakonis nefashas also. And it really depends on the situation. And here also, l'chora, over here, if you see that nachash is starting to attack, you can then do something. But since most nachashim don't attack, there's no reason to be matzik Shimon Esrei till you see if this nachash means business or not. Okay. The Einayin L'Mishpat says, again, what he said before, since Hatzaka and Tefillah is like a Chilul Hashem, right, it's not nidcha except from Vadei Nefashis, not, or close to Vadei Nefashis, and not just the Stam, a mute of Sofik Nefashis. They also say another reason, that since he's in the middle of Shimon Esrei, we have a cloud of Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dover Ra. Person's in the middle of the mitzvah protects him. So if it's an actual sakana, we don't rely on that. But here, since the sakana didn't start yet, because the nafash usually doesn't attack, and you'll see if it's going to attack or not, so therefore you can rely on Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dover Ra. The Ramah says that even with a snake, even though you can't be matzik, but like we said before, to walk to another place, you can. So even with the snake, you're allowed to walk to another place. The Taz explains that this is a machlokas, the Ramah and the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds that where there's no sakana, the snake isn't attacking whatever, just like you can't be matzik, you can't walk somewhere else either. Right? Walking away and being matzik is the same thing. Okay? And he brings down the Taz that there's a machlokas Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, walking away has the same halacha as being matzik or not, and that would be the same machlokas the Magen Avraham, the Ramah and the Mechaber. The Magen Avraham says that the Mechaber and the Ramah don't argue. The Ramah is just explaining the Mechaber, and even the Mechaber holds that if you can walk away, you can walk away, even if there's no immediate sakana. Okay. Next piece of the one. Omer of Yitzchak, Rosh Vori. What if you see an ox coming towards you, a bull, posing? Then you can stop Shimon Esrei. Right? Bulls are dangerous. The Tani Rav Oshia, Marchika Mishor Tam Chamishimama, or Mishor Muad Kamoleinu. You have to stay away from a short time, 50 Amos, to stay out of danger. That's where it's a time where it never harmed anybody. Still, it's dangerous. And a short Muad that already harmed three people, right, Kimole Enov, then you stay away so you can't see, it's out of sight. Tanav Shmeid Rav Meir, Reish Tura, Bidikula, Solikli Agra Vashodi Darga. Even if the head of the shore is in its feeding basket, so it's not bothering with you, run up to the roof and take away the ladder. Right? In other words, still dangerous. Mitusa, from under you. Omar Shmuel, honey mile b'shor shachar, that halacha, that the shore is such a danger, is only by a black ox, ubiyome nisan, right, and during the spring, that's when the shvorim are antsy. They're very unsettled. Okay, Rashi. Short time. Shalonogach me adam. He never gored anybody. Muad shenogach gimupani. Muad is where he gored three times. Vitikula sal shetolim botevin barosho v'ochel. His feed bed. The shodi darga lav dafka. Right? It doesn't mean literally, right? Because we're not afraid the shore is going to go up the ladder. Right? But it means, just a way of saying, be very careful. Right? Take every precaution you can. B'yome nisan, mitosha avru yemei hastav, since it's the winter is over, shaharetz yevesha, right? The achshav roa osam malea deshoyim, right? Went through a whole winter, the shore, and it saw this bleak winter landscape, and now things start growing in the spring or whatever. Zocha daitolav, the nichtas bo yitzahara, right? The shore seeing now all this vegetation or whatever gets him really worked up, and his yitzahara gets the better of him. Okay, not sure that even the animals have a yitzahara. Okay. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that only if the shore, isn't attacking you, not coming towards you, but it's around, right, you can be matzik. But he also says that's only oxen in their times, in the time of the Gemara. He said, on our times, oxen are all castrated, and they've lost their Yetzirah. Right? They're not that, dangerous. Unless you see that it's coming after you. And the Bach says that that's only what the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that our oxen, our bulls, are basically not dangerous. That's only where the bull never hurt anybody. But if it's a bull that already afilu gored one time, then even those bulls you can be matzik shmona esrei, even if they're not coming against you. The Torah in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that... Dafka, if the shore is attacking, right? But if in that place it's clear that their bulls are very docile and they don't harm people, then also you can't be matzik. And the opposite is also true. If you know in that place that the bulls are crazy, right? They've been trained for bullfights or whatever, then you can matzik even if the bull's not coming against you. Let's go on. Tana Rabbana, Maisa b'makom echad show you orod. There's a certain place where there was an orod. Rashi says an orod min hanochash v'hatzav ba. I don't know exactly what this means. A tzav, we usually say, is a turtle, and a nochash is a snake. This is a cross between a turtle and a snake, right, which is medically and biologically impossible. But a tzav may not be a turtle, maybe something else. But whatever it is, it's a cross between a nochash and a tzav. Sheniskakim zemzeh, when they have relations one with the other, the yotzei mishneim arod, and an arod comes from that. So it's some kind of reptile. Okay, it's some kind of reptile that's between a tzav and a nochash, a cross between a tzav and a nochash, and it's very poisonous.
Peanut.
What?
It's a peanut.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what it is. What?
I don't remember what kind, but they were learning Mishnah Yomis. We had other chapters in the south.
Okay. So whatever it is, it is. So this orod was Mazikis Habriels. Bov odil Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They came and told Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Omer lohem herudu yeschoro. Let me see where the hole is where this orod comes out of. Heru yeschoro. They showed him the nest where this orod lives. Nosan akevo al piachor, he put his heel on the hole. Yotza v'noshcho umeis oso orod. And the orod came out and bit him on the heel, and it died. Notlok seifo, it must be a big thing. So they put him on his shoulder, and it wasn't a little thing you hold in your hand. This was some kind of big bria that he had to put on his shoulder. Ve'hivil le Beis HaMedrash, and he brought the dead Aro to the Beis HaMedrash. Omer lahem, Ru'u Bonai, Ein Arod Meimis, Ola Chet Meimis. It's not, you're not afraid of an Arod, if you don't have any sin. Now, it's not the Arod that kills, it's the Chet that kills. Bosu Shah Omru, in the Beis HaMedrash, they said then, Oy lo la'adam shepagabo Arod, they to a person who meets up with an Arod, the oy lo la'arod shepagabo Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the oy to the Arod that meets up with Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rashi, okay, es choro shu yotze misham. Where does it come out of? Where is its nest? Umeis ha'arod, motzasi bahag amrei b'marava, kishe ha'arod no sheches ha'adam. Found in the bahag that they say that when an arod bites somebody, so im ha'arod kodim l'mayim, neis ha'adam. Whoever gets to water first, that's the one that dies. Some kind of teva over here, that if the Arod gets to the water first, then the Mesa Adam. The Imha Adam Kodim Lamayim, if the man gets the water first, then Mesa, then the Arod dies. And a Nes happened to Rabbi Chanina that a spring sprung up right underneath his foot, and he got to the water first. Right? Now, Lachara, if Nisim happened, why is there a bunch of people have to do it in a way that the water came first or whatever, just save his life and make the Arod die? But you see from here that the Rabbanu Shlom does Nisim Dafka as much B'derech HaTeva as possible. That's the way Rashi learns, at least. That the Rabbanu Shlom made it work that Rabbi Chanina should get to the water first. That's a natural thing. How that works, I don't know. But however it works, whoever gets to the water first, that's the one that the other one dies. So the Rabbanu Shlom made it that Rabbi Chanina should get to the water first, which helps to answer a question which we'll get to in a second. The Marsha asks, and he doesn't have an answer, except he has another girsa based on Yerushalmi, how Rabbi Chanina Dosa did this? You're not going to put yourself in a makom satan and be somech al anes. How did he know anes was going to happen? Right? So he brings a Yerushalmi that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa didn't, it doesn't say all these things, that he went and put his foot on the hole or whatever. The chora, that would be awesome. It says he was in the middle of davening, right? And the arod came and did him and died. But he didn't do anything, right, to start up with the Arod. According to that Girsa Nirshalmi, it's not a kasha, but according to the Girsa we have, right, the Marsha doesn't have an answer. Why did Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa do this? So I was thinking that maybe, since there is a teva dika way, it's not a nace, right, it's the derech ha-teva, however that works, whoever gets to the water first, right, so Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa knew that there was the teva dika way of dealing with Arod that you're not in danger, right? So maybe he knew that there was a spring over there or whatever, and he did it in a way that that he got to the water first. He just wanted to bring out that that Lamaisa, if you conduct yourself properly, you don't have to worry about Arot. But it wasn't that he was somach, it wasn't a nace that he had to be somach on. He had to be somach on the fact that that what's it called, that there would be water there. Okay, I don't know exactly, but the Marsha doesn't have an answer. He says also, the Marsha, that what's the idea of the Arod, right, that the Arod, since it comes from the snake, so the snake, it says, Hu yishufkenu akev, right, the snake will bite you, the snake was given over to punish people who sin, so, and in their heel, so that's why Chanina ben Dosa put his heel by the thing to show that it's the chait that's maimis, not the nachash, not the Arod. Okay. Maskirim, let's just learn a little bit more because I want to spend the last few minutes discussing what we're going to do when I leave in 2 weeks. Maskirim gvuras geshamim b'tchias ha-meisim b'she'eilo b'birkas ha-shonim b'havdala b'chonin ha-dos. You mention gvuras geshamim mashiv ha-ruach ha-morin ha-goshem in the second brach of Shmon Esrei b'tchias ha-meisim. And you ask for rain in Birkas Hashanim, the Havdalah b'Chonin Hados, and you say Havdalah in the fourth bracha Chonin Hados. Rabbi Akiva Omer Omer bracha Revius b'Fnei Asra. Rabbi Akiva says no. You say a special fourth bracha before the normal fourth bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Normally, the fourth bracha of Shmoneh Esrei is Atachonin. Before Atachonin, after Hakel HaKadosh, you add a new bracha that's Havdalah, and you probably end it with Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Rabbi Lezer Omer Bahodah. Rabbi Lezer says that you say Havdalah in Hodah, just like we say Alanisim, that's where you would say Havdalah. Okay. So the three opinions where you say Havdalah. One, you say it is a separate bracha after Hakel HaKadosh. Second, you contain it together with Atachonein, which is what we do. And the other ones you say it where we would say Alanisim in Hodah. Rashi, Maskirin Gvuros Kishomi, Mashiv HaRuach, Shein Oloshin Bakash. We're not asking for rain, we're just mentioning it. And Loshin Haskara V'Sheva, Hashab Maskirin. The Shoalim, the same Talumotor, Loshin Bakash. They were asking for rain, that's called Shoalim. That's what we say. Okay.